Welcome, everyone, to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is what's new in WebSphere Cache Iron version 7. The presenters are Bhatti Manian and Mantu Aragwal. Bhatti and Mantu are members of the WebSphere Cache Iron development team. They develop and support the WebSphere Cache Iron products. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Bhatti.
Thanks, Kathy. I welcome you all to the session on what's new in WebSphere Cache Iron V7. I am Bhatti Manian, and today, along with my colleague Mantu Aragwal, we shall be covering the key features introduced in version 7. Moving on to slide 2. The intent of today's session is to understand the key features delivered in WebSphere Cache Iron V7. We will start the session with an introduction to WebSphere Cache Iron, where it is used, understand its capabilities, and the value it delivers to businesses. Then, we shall move on to the new features added in V7 and discuss them in detail. Moving on to slide 3. So this slide talks about where Cache Iron fits in. Cloud computing has become a solution that is impacting different business functions, say manufacturing, finance, marketing, and so on. As each of these functions move to the cloud, there is a need for migration and integration. Integration is very crucial to close the gap between existing on-premise applications and the newer cloud application. When companies need to integrate the in-house application and the new SaaS application, old tools and ad hoc methods do not stand up to these challenges in building orchestration or security or data transformation. The old methods of, you know, extract, transform, load, or writing custom code for each of these applications is not feasible. The reason being, these require skilled programmers, are time-consuming, and very expensive. So the poor fit between these traditional integration approaches and the requirements of cloud computing has created the need for a new type of integration platform. The complexity of today's application integration needs and the limitations of current solutions are precisely why WebSphere Cache Iron cloud integration was developed. This platform is designed to meet the specific needs of connecting your cloud applications, your on-premise applications, and any hybrid environment between the two. It can connect one-to-one or scale to connect one-to-many application endpoints, providing a platform to effectively and rapidly consolidate and manage the application functionality in your enterprise, regardless of how it is deployed. What makes WebSphere Cache Iron cloud integration stand out is its rapid, flexible, and simple. Let's go into a bit more detail on why being rapid, flexible, and simple makes Cache Iron unique and as well as a preferred option for many organizations seeking to integrate their applications. Moving on to slide 4. So now let's look at the deployment options we have with WebSphere Cache Iron. There are two models of implementation, an appliance model, where the appliance can either be a physical hardware or a virtual machine where the integration appliance is installed on-premise behind the firewall. The second one is a SaaS model called the WebSphere Cache Iron Lite. It is a multi-tenant, cloud-based platform for integrating cloud and on-premise applications and enterprise systems in a hybrid environment. It enables you to configure, run, and manage integration in the cloud without any infrastructure footprint. Each of these form factors allow for cloud-to-cloud, cloud-to-on-premise, and on-premise-to-on-premise integration. They allow for real-time, near-real-time, and batch integration. Moving on to slide 5. The support for a wide range of integration paradigms. In this slide, we will talk about the features of Cast Iron. The Cast Iron portfolio includes process integration, data integration, UI mashups, and combinations. Webseer Cast Iron is flexible, meaning it was architected with the cloud in mind so that it can map completely to your organization's cloud strategy. The product provides total connectivity. This means not just native connectivity to industry-leading SaaS and enterprise applications, but every type of database, custom applications, web services, and any other connectivity protocol. There's also a connector development toolkit that is packaged along with Cast Iron, which allows users to build custom connectors to their application. It is the only platform available that provides flexibility in deployment options. In other words, you can build, run, and manage an integration between applications such as Salesforce.com and SAP and deploy it using a physical on-premise appliance or a virtual appliance or completely in a multi-tenant cloud service. Because of this, you can start out with one form factor today and probably shift to another one at a later point of time. Another important feature is reusability. Webseer Cast Iron Cloud Integration provides a user-friendly template-based approach via the template integration process or the TIP. These are templates of common integration scenarios which can be used as a starting point for your integration projects. You are not alone in your integration needs, and you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. You could look up to the TIP repository to check if there are already existing projects that you could reuse. Cast Iron gives you the benefit of previous success and best practices available through this community of customers, which equates to repeatable success for your organization's integration needs. Webseer Cast Iron Cloud Integration also provides a web-based console to administer and monitor projects. It can monitor real-time integration activity, provide proactive alerting for data, and handle exceptions. It can be used to monitor the projects that are running at a granular level. Moving on to slide 6. So this is one platform for all types of integration projects. You can use Webseer Cast Iron Cloud Integration for data migration, process integration, or even for UI mashups by taking relevant data from one application and passing them on to another application. Moving on to slide 7. In this slide, we will see the business value Cast Iron delivers. By using the Cast Iron TIP library, companies can integrate their applications in days instead of weeks or months. So this approach aligns with the deployment timelines of cloud applications and enables users to expedite their go-to-life time frames. The Webseer Cast Iron product uses a configuration and no coding design, which has helped numerous companies slash integration costs compared to the traditional approaches. Moreover, it is delivered through either an on-premise appliance or the cloud, so there is complete deployment flexibility. Both approaches do not require complex coordination or specialized IT skills for deployment. Because of the simplicity of the solution, IT executives can now reallocate senior resources to more challenging projects. Moving to slide 8. In this slide, we will highlight the features in Cast Iron V7. Cast Iron now provides a one-place monitoring solution for multiple appliances that may exist in the customer's IT infrastructure. This will be highly beneficial to IT administrators, partners, and managed service providers. Cast Iron now supports secure communication between appliances and on-premise applications running behind firewalls. This feature will enable Cast Iron to be used more widely in a distributed IT setup. This can be largely exploited by developers, managed service providers, and partners. We also have improved access control security model where IT administrators can finally control access, visibility, and permission to projects that are deployed. There have been multiple connector enhancements that have been delivered as part of this release. Also, there are two new connectors which have been introduced. One is the Oracle eBusiness Suite connector, and the second one is the ServiceMax connector. We also have many platform security and encryption improvements introduced newly in this release. We will discuss about all these enhancements in detail in the coming slides. Moving to slide 9. The first feature that we will be discussing today is the one-place monitoring solution for multiple appliances. Let's take an example of a large IT enterprise that may own many Cast Iron appliances and hypervisor editions. Currently, managing each appliance can be achieved through their individual web management console or by writing custom applications using the existing management APIs. This can be cumbersome and time-consuming if there are many appliances. So with this release, an administrator or a managed service provider can centrally manage their appliances and hypervisor instances using one web management console. A new tab in web management console called Manage has been introduced. He can nominate an appliance to be the master appliance. In the web management console of this appliance, he can register n number of other appliances to be the secondary one. This main web management console will then act as a single unified user interface to manage the other appliances which are registered with it. This gives him the ability to manage or upgrade multiple appliances from a central location. He can also view details of published projects, configurations, and jobs on all the appliances. He will also have the ability to monitor resource utilization of each appliance via graph. This feature supports both physical and virtual appliances. Moving on to slide 10. Moving on to the next feature, Cast Iron now has improved access control support. To understand this, let's take a scenario. Say an enterprise with a large IT infrastructure has outsourced its management to a managed service provider. The managed service provider would like to manage this infrastructure by establishing process and teams with separate and distinct responsibilities and roles. To achieve this, the managed service provider needs to develop a basic security model or access hierarchy within its team. CastIron now can help the MSP to easily establish this hierarchy with its ACL support. Furthermore, this security model can be extended to distinguish between technicians within its company and also users from its client enterprise. An IT administrator from the managed service provider can now achieve the following on the web management console. He can now monitor the details of currently published integration projects on the web management console with details on who and when it was published. He can also control access and visibility of projects for the users of the appliance. He can finally control group as well as individual access to projects. This can be done to the level of controlling who has published, read, edit, or deploy access to each project. He can also monitor the user login history, who and when the logins occurred. Each user or technician can now customize the details viewable in the system and job logs. Each user can view projects that are published exclusively by them through the configurations filter on the project configuration state. Moving on to slide 11. This is in continuation to the previous slide. This is to reiterate the features that are covered in slide 10. The administrator now has greater control to check on the projects published, who published it, and the time when it was published. There are also enhanced configuration filters added. Also, the system and the job logs can be customized to view only the desired columns. All these features are part of the current web management console in CastIron V7. Moving on to slide 12. As I mentioned before, there are two new connectors that have been introduced as part of this release. Let's first go to the ServiceMax connector. ServiceMax is a field management service software built using four subcom platforms. ServiceMax delivers comprehensive mobile capabilities on devices like iPhone, iPad, BlackBerry, Windows Mobile, and Android-based devices. CastIron has now introduced a new connector to connect to ServiceMax application. It supports the API version 26. With this new connector, it supports more than 15 activities and can achieve all the CRUD operations. In the right, you can see a snippet of the activity palette from the WebSphere CastIron Studio. It supports both XML as well as JSON data. It supports custom objects and custom fields, just like the Salesforce.com connector. It also has support for the Salesforce.com object query language and Salesforce.com object search language. Moving on to slide 13. The second new connector is the Oracle eBusiness Suite connector. Oracle eBusiness Suite consists of a collection of enterprise, resource planning, customer relationship management, and supply chain management applications. The CastIron new Oracle EBS connector supports JDBC interface to communicate with the backend Oracle data. It has support for the Oracle SIM driver. The versions supported are 11.5, 12, and 12.5. support outbound CRUD activities with its backend database. Moving on to slide 14. Many connector enhancements have been included in this release. This slide lists the new enhancements delivered on the Domino and Force.com bulk API connector. There is support for version 9.0 of the Lotus Domino server. It has support for passing connection parameters dynamically. It has support for multiple databases, pulling multiple databases in the inbound activities, and so on. With the Force.com bulk API connector, it now supports version, the REST API version 28, and it now has support for relationship fields for standard and custom objects. Moving on to slide 15. This slide describes the enhancements in SAP, database, web services, and other connectors. SAP now supports single sign-on. It has support for SNC, which strengthens the security of customers' SAP system. And even the SAP connector now supports passing connection parameters dynamically as part of the request. With the HTTP connector, there is now support for OAuth 2.0 authentication. And basic authentication support is now added for the HTTP receive request activity as well. There are other enhancements delivered to JD Edwards and the database and the web services connector, as you see in this slide. I shall now hand it over to my friend Matu, who will walk you through the rest of the presentation. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I am Matu Agarwal. I am part of Kafkaran development team, and I will take you through the rest of the presentation, where I will talk about some of the interesting enhancements and features which have went into Kafkaran 7 release. So I am on slide number 16. Yeah, so with V7 release, now the HTTP connector in the Kafkaran supports the OAuth 2.0. So you can connect to any HTTP endpoint now which is supporting OAuth 2.0 using the Kafkaran V7. So Kafkaran OAuth 2.0 supports two types of grants to request the access token. The authorization request can be made directly to the resource owner or through the authorization server as shown in the slide. So it is currently with V7, it will support two type of grant type. One is the password based, where a user either need to give a combination of authorization server URL user password or just the access token. If the access token is temporary, the authorization server URL user and password must be provided so that the authentication token can be regenerated if it expires. And the other grant type is the authorization code based. So it basically user need to provide the access token and a refresh token along with the authorization server in order to refresh if your access token is temporary so that it can refresh the token. Moving on to slide number 17. So with V7, on the studio palette, you can see two new activities to perform the cryptographic operation. So with V7, Kafkaran now supports the PGP encryption and decryption. You can, while developing your orchestration, you can encrypt or decrypt the messages via PGP. You can import, store, and retrieve keys and certificates that are used for PGP activities. PGP has its own key store for managing the keys. The key store location will depend on the tool used. The public and the secret key ring of the PGP is for cryptography. Crypto service uses the PGP keys to encrypt and decrypt the content. This crypto service will come with the utility to extract the PGP keys and store the same in the PKCS12 key store. So for the Cast Iron Studio, you must use the command line utility to import the extracted PKCS12 to the studio key store. And for the on-premise appliance, you must import the extracted PKCS12 to the appliance key store using via the web management console. After completing this step, you can encrypt or decrypt any of the content which will be passing via your Cast Iron orchestration. So to encrypt the content, you have to encode the human readable content to Base64 and then pass the Base64 content to the PGP encrypt activity. Similarly, to decrypt the active content, you have to pass the encrypted data to the PGP decrypt activity, and you can configure the input with the private keys and the password. So the output of the PGP decrypt activity will be Base64. So you will have to again decode the Base64 to get back your original content. Moving on to slide number 18. So Cast Iron V7 now supports, now it is internally using Java 7, and it also supports 64-bit for the better scalability and performance. So from Cast Iron V7 onwards, you will see there are two versions of the Cast Iron Studio installer. One will be using 32-bit JRE and other for the 64-bit. This has resulted in great improvement in scalability and performance with the upgrade of Java 7. Customer, one more change has been done in the way the tips are downloaded from the studio. Customers can now download the tips from the studio without doing any registration. You just log on with the default username and provided there, which is already hard-coded in the login page, and you can download any of the tips from the repository. If you want to upload any of your tips, for that you will have to do the registration. And now the Secure Connector Client installer supports the 64-bit machine also with Linux and Windows. So now you will have separate flavors of Secure Connector installer for both 32-bit and 64-bit. I will talk in detail about it. Along with that, many serviceability improvements have also went into this release. Additional system logs are being generated so that you can track each orchestration deployment related activity, when your orchestration got deployed, undeployed, it was started, stopped, everything. You can get all the relevant information from the logs. Non-orchestration related events specific to the user and group are also added in the system log. So you can track from the log when a user has logged in and logged out. All those informations are now logged in. Also, a new management API has been created so that you can get the resource utilization details of the appliance. So this you can use if you are developing a notification flow and if you want to take certain action if the utilization has increased beyond a certain predefined point. Moving to slide number 19. So now, Cast Iron V7 supports the requirements that are defined by NIST. It basically has a compliance standard SP800, which we are supporting now. SP800-131A strengthens the security by defining the algorithm that can be used. So as part of the SP800 compliance, what we have done in this release is all the passwords which Cast Iron internally stores are encoded using SHA-256 hashing algorithm, and all the new certificates, all the RSA, DSA certificates that you will be now generating with the Cast Iron will have a minimum key length of 2048. All the cipher suits which will be internally used by Cast Iron for intercommunication will be SP800 compliance, which will be much stronger than the earlier one. And also with V7, we have enabled the support for TLS 1.2 protocol. So now the Cast Iron Studio and connector, the new will be using TLS 1.2 for any kind of communication. Moving to slide number 20. So with V7, secure connector support has been added to Appliance and Studio. Earlier, secure connect with in earlier release, secure connector was only supported on cast iron live form factor, but now with V7 onwards, you can use secure connector on Appliance, and also support has been provided on Studio, so that while developing your orchestration, you can verify your flow in the Studio. So this feature is very important for the customers who have enterprise systems and cast iron appliance in different geo, which are separated by a firewall. So before telling more about this, I would like to give a brief on what is secure connector here for the audience who are not aware about the importance of and the usability of secure connector. Moving to slide number 21. So I'll just give a brief of what is secure connector. So cast iron secure connector allows orchestration in the cast iron appliance to connect to the endpoints like SAP or database system, which are behind a firewall. A separate secure connector has to be installed on the computer which has access to your endpoints. Like in the case I have shown in the diagram, it's a SAP system. So say for example, if a customer wants to connect to a SAP system, but his cast iron appliance is running in a different subnet and SAP system is running in a different subnet, and both are separated by a firewall. So how can user connect to that? And also, so we have taken a case to cover all the features which have been added as part of this release. So you can see on the top left, there is a separate subnet which basically hosts the customer SAP system. On the top right, you see another subnet where the cast iron appliance is running, on which the orchestration will be deployed. And on the bottom left, you see the developer who is actually developing the orchestration to interact with the SAP and exchange the data with the SAP system. And this orchestration, which is he's currently developing on the Studio, cast iron Studio, will be finally deployed on the cast iron appliance. So for running this scenario, the user has to run the secure connector on the subnet where the SAP system is running. So the secure connector, I can just say, it basically allows you to connect to the endpoints which are behind a firewall. The secure connector, how it works, it initiates the communication with the cast iron appliance, and communication is validated before the secure connector attempts further processing. So that means once you create a secure connector on your cast iron web management console, you will get a configuration file. So when you start your secure, so you have to go and install the secure connector installer on the machine where you have SAP system. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to run SAP and secure connector on the same machine. It can be on different machine, but from the server where secure connector is running, it needs to have access to the SAP system. So basically, both SAP and secure connector should be within the same subnet, or if it is not, then it has to have the connectivity. So once you start the secure connector, it will go and establish a secure shell secure pipe with the cast iron appliance. Communication between secure connector and cast iron appliance is based on standard SSL 128 encryption over HTTPS. When the secure connector starts, it undergoes the SSL TLS handshake, authenticates through the standard X509 certificate, and establishes a TLS encrypted tunnel if the connection is successful. So when the TLS connection is established successfully, the secure connector sends a request to the cast iron for authentication. So based on the information that is provided by the secure connector, including a private key. So this private key will come as part of the configuration file that you would have downloaded from the web management console. And when you will install the secure connector on the machine, at that point you have to point it to this configuration file. So cast iron appliance ensures that only the correct secure connector is granted access to the particular environment. Data transmission and requests that are inbound to the secure connector from cast iron appliance are limited to the available set of endpoint connectors that are provided by cast iron. Users must explicitly specify the address and authentication information for each endpoint to which they are connecting. And cast iron secure connector is highly secure. Local scripts or executable content cannot be run directly through a secure connector. The cast iron secure connector can have the network or IPs that it can internally restrict that to. So that in case if a network admin have a certain kind of requirement that secure connector should not be connected, should not have access to everything inside their environment, they can limit the connectivity to increase the security. So that was just an over. So that was the main brief I wanted to share about the secure connector. Moving to next slide, that is slide number 22. So here I have again just am reiterating how the secure connector has to be installed. Administrator need to create a secure connector on the cast iron web management console. So the user experience will be same if you have already used the cast iron live form factor. The same step you have to follow if you want to create a secure connector on cast iron appliance console. Once you create the secure connector on the web management console, you can download the configuration file, and once you install the secure connector, you have to provide the configuration file to facilitate the communication between the secure connector and the specific endpoint. So I'm done here, and so in summary, I can just tell that the intent of this session was just to make you aware of the value added by the cast iron and the new features that we have added as part of this release, and how you can use it to the maximum.
Well, thank you, Matu and Bhatti, for a great presentation. And now moving on to the question and answer session.
Our first question comes from Mickey Tosic. Your line is now open.
Thank you. Our company is a manufacturing company, and we are in the process of migrating to Microsoft Dynamics AX as our ERP. And it was our understanding that Cast Iron version 7 was going to include a Microsoft Dynamics AX connector and development that would allow connectivity and interface and integration to Microsoft Dynamics AX. I didn't see that in today's presentation, and so I was wondering what are the are there plans still for that development, and if so, when what release could we expect that in?
Well, currently in V7, as you rightly mentioned, we do not have support for Microsoft Dynamics, but it is in our future roadmap to support Microsoft Dynamics. I cannot give you a timeline, but I would just like to mention that it is in our future roadmap to support it.
Yeah, maybe you can just drop a note to us. We can get back to you with more information.
Which email address should I use?
It's in the first slide of the presentation.
Very good. Okay. And do you have any idea at all, like, could you say within 1 year, within 2 years, anything like that?
Well, it's in the product management's list of priorities, but, you know, if you could drop an email, we could give a proper reply.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Pavan Lola. Your line is now open.
Hi, this is Pavan, and I'm from IBM. I have a question regarding cast iron, and I'm totally new to it, just as an FYI. I'm looking at the tips section to get more, like, learning knowledge on cast iron. I'm trying to understand, is there a higher level of access to the tips section, or is it just globally, like, is the tips read-only, is that the only username that exists?
So with that user credential, you will be able to download the tips. As long as you want to, you know, download and have a look at how the orchestrations have been developed, then those user credentials are good enough.
Okay, and that's going to contain the entire library. It's not like, it's not based on...
No, it is not a subset. With that, you will have access to the complete library.
Perfect. Okay, thank you.
There are one question and a comment in the webcast, web conference. I am going to just reiterate the comment from Karen. It says, for your information, education for Cast Iron has been upgraded to version 7, WV955, WebSphere Cast Iron version 7.0 administration. Then there is WV946, IBM WebSphere Cast Iron version 7.0, database and Salesforce applications. And finally, there is WV945, IBM WebSphere Cast Iron version 7 configuration. The question that is in the web conference that comes from John, is there going to be a formal training or certification for version 7?
Well, we do not have an answer for that right now because we are more from the development team. I think we will have to connect with the education team to see if they have any plans of, you know, creating a certification for this.
So you can drop a note so that we can connect.
The next question is from Bob. Is version 7 considered an upgrade or a reinstall?
It is considered an upgrade.
Okay. There is nothing else in the web conference. So at this time, we will conclude the presentation. Thank you very much for joining us today. And thank you, Bhatti and Matu, for presenting today. Everyone have a great day. Thank you.